We ended up curating several spaces along 10th Street, and we got local artists and contacted them to do these sort of window installations. And so that's been really great because not only has it sort of activated some of these dark retail spaces that are either unoccupied or just they're not super active right now, but it also was the opportunity to support a lot of working artists who are, you know, possibly struggling. And gave them something, you know, to pour their sort of creativity into as well as financially support them.
Is it something that could continue after the COVID-19 pandemic, the worst part of it passes?
Thinking about what is our sort of new normal going to be, like how do we consume art, how do we view art? And so this idea of sort of a drive-by art gallery in a way, it's kind of an interesting one because it checks a lot of boxes and fills a lot of needs as far as giving artists opportunities, giving the community an opportunity to see and engage with art. So we've definitely been talking, you know, is this something we can just keep going sort of perpetually and maybe it grows and evolves.
As you're curating those windows and the artists that put their work in them, what do you have in mind? What kind of art do you want to showcase along that East 10th Street?
Something that was, in a way, had sort of a joyful flavor to it, something fun and creative, but while still sort of maybe reacting and speaking to what's going on now, and I think that can be the power of art, is it sort of reacting to our current times, but while still having a message of positive creativity and things like that.
The funding for that, how was that provided?
So that was provided as part of the Strengthening Indianapolis Through Arts and Cultural Innovation Initiative from the Lilly Endowment. And that's a grant that was awarded to the Bonner Center, part of this kind of initiative to bring these things to this 10th Street corridor and kind of start to establish it as a arts and culture hub. With COVID-19 happening, there was definitely this idea like, oh, this could happen. And so I think there was definitely some money as part of this grant that we were able to allocate to do this project. And so we're really grateful that initiative exists, or else we may have not been able to do this.
As a curator and as a business owner and as an artist yourself, are you learning new things about art that you had never experienced before because of this whole pandemic?
I think from a more emotional standpoint, you know, I've learned a lot about what motivates artists, you know, just being connected with people over social media and people sharing how they're feeling and, you know, whether they're motivated or not motivated. So I think I'm just learning a lot about my friends and colleagues and sort of what drives them to create work and their feelings towards that. It's really interesting.
I also know that you're an avid cook. Have you come up with the ultimate COVID comfort dish?
Yes, because I'm like a big fan of, you know, doing a bunch of stuff and then being able to put something in the oven for a couple hours just so I can like have a drink and hang out while the food's kind of cooking on its own. It has like chickpeas in it and, you know, rigatoni or some kind of tea pasta and just like a really good sauce. And I sort of adapted that and added like kielbasa sausage into it and all this stuff. So, and I've made some other pastas. So I think for some reason, my comfort has been in pasta during this whole thing.
Sounds delicious. Thank you so much for sharing with us, Dom.
Oh, totally.